Now, a public inquiry is set to examine an attempt by George-based Belfast City Airport to change a segment of its planning agreement to attract more direct European routes. The residents aren't very happy. Let me speak to the chief executive of the airport, Brian Ambrose. Mr. Ambrose, good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly are you hoping to achieve?
Well, we have two conflicting elements of our planning agreement. The best way I can describe it is it's like having planning permission for a 100-bedroom hotel, but we're only allowed to sell 75 of the rooms. So we have planning permission for 48,000 flights, but we've got this seats for sale restriction that it doesn't allow us to fill all of those flights. So it is to remove the seats for sale, allow us to grow from the current level, which is circa 38,000 flights, up to the planning limit of 48,000.
So that's going to be a significant increase in air traffic and a significant increase in noise.
It'll be an increase through time. We're not going to be able to turn that round overnight. But if you look at our 10-year plan, we're constrained. As far as the increase in noise, yes, you can't add 10,000 flights without additional noise. But you keep that in context. We're a small regional airport. And the people who live in the vicinity of the airport are afforded the same or more protection than residents living near other airports.
Yes, but we have another option here, and I've no doubt residents will say this to me on the programme this morning. We have an international airport that's basically out in the countryside.
Well, we have two privately owned businesses, both competing for business. We can't direct airlines which airport to use. We have invested in our infrastructure to make it an attractive airport, to make it a convenient airport. And when you go out to Europe, if an airline's going to consider Belfast, well, we'll put our case forward as to why it should be Belfast City, and the international can put their case forward, and that's how the market will grow.
But how much consideration do you give to the residents, some of whom we'll speak to on the programme? I think they've 800 members of the Belfast City Airport Watch Group, and numerous community groups feed into that as well. There are people living under your flight path, and it's a misery for them.
Well, I think you have to be more generic. The residents, 2.8 million people will choose to fly from this airport this year. We're one of the largest employers in the area. So there's a lot of residents are very, very supportive. But each airport will have those that live directly under the flight path, and we do need to offer protection. Now, if you compare residents living close to this airport compared to most airports, we have no night flights. We have no cargo flights. We only use modern aircraft. So they are already afforded much more protection than most other residents. If you look out the window as you're landing into nearly any airport, you're flying over houses. So that's perfectly normal. And we're very happy to provide as much protection as possible. But if you live near an airport, a dual carriageway or a railway track, you will be affected by noise. We don't deny that at all.
Will you be using bigger jets?
No, there's no real demand for bigger jets. So people talk about jumbo jets as the generic term, your Boeing 747s, etc. The only demand here is for the smaller narrow-body jets or regional jets. We're committed that that's the direction we will take. And if you look at flights which we're targeting into Europe, we're starting a new flight today with KLM into Amsterdam. Those types of aircraft are typically 100 to 150-seater narrow-body jets. And that's the niche that we operate within.
I'm actually on the flight path myself where I live, and I have to say it doesn't affect me because I'm far enough out of town to be able to sit in the garden and watch the planes at a particular height going in. So I'm not the best person to pass judgment. Whenever those planes would be landing, I would imagine it's particularly noisy in that neck of the woods down around Sydenham. But what I have noticed is how busy the airport actually is at this present moment. There seems to be a constant flow of flights, and if that is increased, it must be very testing for the locals.
Well, we again put things in context. 48,000 flights is a modest amount of flights compared to most other airports. We're often compared to London City, and they've just got planning permission to operate 120,000 flights. Everything's relative, but as a region, if Northern Ireland is going to compete, we're hearing from business they need direct access into mainland Europe. If we're going to grow our growing and fantastic tourism product, we need to bring people directly into Belfast and not into Dublin. So it's in that context that there's a demand out there. We're seeking to meet that demand, and we believe over the next number of years, all being well, we can populate a niche market within mainland Europe, flying these narrow-bodied aircraft and providing that service that there's clearly a demand for.
Is this about getting the Environment Minister to throw off the shackles so as you can get bigger and bigger?
Well, the constraint is there. 48,000 movements is the planning limit. We've not asked for that to change at all, but we're trying to do, and have done for the last decade, to get this seats for sale. I believe we're the only airport in the world with such a restriction. It dates back to the physical capacity of the old terminal. So it's an illogical, historic part of the old agreement we're trying to remove. And then to operate like most airports with a cap on our flights. So that gives residents who are concerned the assurance that in the removal of the seats for sale, not only will there be the cap on flights, the planning service have talked about imposing a noise footprint, and we're happy to comply with that.
And do you liaise much with the residents?
We have one of the biggest community programmes that any business in Belfast or elsewhere would have. We do some fantastic work with our apprenticeship programme. We meet with a lot of people, and as I say, I wouldn't use the generic term resident in a negative sense, because many residents are encouraging us to grow and give them that direct service that they're looking for into mainland Europe.
Okay, Brian Ambrose, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brian Ambrose, the chief executive, busy man this morning, KLM, of course, coming in this morning to Belfast City Airport. But are you a resident? Do let us know. 90 333 105, 077 66 105 105. Is it an issue, really, of not in my backyard? Is it something that can easily be argued is a positive for Northern Ireland if George Best Belfast City Airport expands? Do let us know. 90 333 105.